Thanks for joining us again today in today's episode of This Guys. We hope that today's own will actually add more knowledge to you. Sit and listen.
I stood outside, right in front of the house. Everything seemed so calm, like nothing was going on in the street at all. It's 5:32 p.m. and everything seems this noiseless. Hope I've not been set up, I said to myself, trying to gaze to and fro, right and left, like someone who was about to cross the empty dirt road. Yet, I was just beginning to get scared of the fact that no noise was coming from any apartment of both the unguided houses and fenced ones. There in the invitation card was the description of the venue, and it was clearly stated, greenhouse fenced with a green steel gate, and so obvious I was standing at its front. But the fact that there wasn't any sound of beats and slight of hip hop playing made the crowd look unrealized. I was about to give a turn home when I heard my name right from the building I was standing opposite to. Moses! The voice screamed. Within a twinkle of the eyes, it was Chuka, who had recognized me through the tinted glass window, running towards my direction like he had just seen the nation's president without appointment. "I'd been waiting for you since Moses," he said. So I made a bow just to greet him without a word uttered. "You won't know how happy I was sighting you from the window," he continued and smiled. That smile had me angry, kind of. "Why is he smiling now?" I thought. "Some of your crowd has long been waiting for you since the heat of 5 p.m. Just as if you were the celebrant of the day, but still we aren't envious because you are our chairman for the day," he concluded, yet I hadn't said anything. He directed me into the gate. This was when I realized that the house was soundproof, but my closeness had made it clear of the song being played at the moment. It was my favorite artist. It did happen that the party was fun-filled and I really enjoyed myself, but in addition, that was the very day I engaged in a new lifestyle entirely. I was a novice, which I admitted, but they made me trust in them, both Chuka and everyone present, that they've got my back. This thing was nakedly poured on a tray for everyone to have a take. Everyone had gone round and it was now my turn to take, why I was kinda scared. I've heard about this severally and realized it aren't good for the body. My mind has started beating again, but this time faster than the usual.